I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, check, check. Kennedy, are you there?
Hello.
Annie.
Yo.
Dan. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. We've been on a little bit of a hiatus.
Hiatus.
Off on a little long Thanksgiving weekend day thingy. So we appreciate you coming back. Have we gotten any reviews? Did I just stop begging for reviews at this point?
I didn't look it up. So.
Oh, okay.
If you would vamp a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. If you would please leave us a 5-star review. I'm trying to get us to 100 reviews. I've set a goal for the show. And we are running out of time for the deadline. And we had around 30 reviews. And we are getting close to 100.
Yeah.
But before the break, I believe we're at 71.
Okay.
So we're at 72, but what I can't find.
Yes. Is the
actual review.
Okay. The new zoo review. Sorry, showing my age here.
Did you ever watch the Boomerang?
The new zoo review.
What was that from?
It was a TV show with very large fake creatures. Like there was a hippopotamus.
I don't think I remember that one.
Yep. Yeah, I was really young.
Did we watch what, Annie?
Zaboomafoo.
Is it who?
Zaboomafoo.
I don't know what that is either.
It was a lemur. PBS.
The New Zoo Review is a children's television series from 1972.
There it is.
Oh, gosh, I sure don't. Oh, no, wait. Wait, no, that owl. Okay, yes, I remember it now.
Yes.
But that owl looks like the guy that says, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a...
Owen.
This was a fantastic show. They were wonderful characters.
I absolutely remember that now. I remember that. Yeah, like a... Or whatever that is.
I was really young, and the owl was everybody's favorite, but the hippopotamus, she was great, too.
Why do they always dress owls up to look scholarly?
Because they are.
They're wise.
Have you ever looked one in the eye? They know more than you. They know the secrets of the world. Yeah. They've been alive for 8,000 years.
Are owls wise?
They rats. They don't
die.
Anyway, so I want to talk a little bit about family, if I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Who's the crazy cousin or uncle in your family? And what have they done recently that just proves that point? Now, if you don't want to call somebody out by name, that's fine. You can do it anonymously. But I have a cousin. I'm not going to say if it's a man or a woman. But they have reached out to me over the past 48 hours. And I honestly haven't talked to this cousin in years.
What do they want?
Years.
What do they want?
Money?
No. They wanted to make me aware that my daughter's Facebook page had been hacked.
Again?
No,
same. It was hacked a while ago.
It was hacked like a year ago, right?
No, it happened recently.
6 months?
Maybe. No, more recently.
It was within this year.
Yeah,
but it was not. It was before the pandemic hit.
No, because it was something about donating money during the pandemic.
Oh,
and
so, past couple of months.
You could say 6 months, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I feel like that's what it is. But anyway, so again, I have not talked to this cousin in years. I see them occasionally at the wedding or the funeral, right?
But they were just trying to look out for you.
And so, and I don't really follow this cousin on social media anymore because they're just, it's too much, you know?
Sure, sure.
It's too much.
I understand.
So this cousin sends me a text message and, you know, and I appreciated it. And I text the cousin back and I said, yeah, we know it happened a while ago. They have been reported. My daughter had to start a new page. Then the cousin starts going off.
Oh, boy.
And the cousin is now fighting with the hacker that is running.
Oh, because the page is still active. Because she can't turn it down.
She does.
Because Facebook is so awesome like that.
It's terrible. It really is.
No, if you get hacked, they win.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's still out there being active, trying to hack people. And so I explained to my cousin, just ignore it, report them, and move on with your life.
Unfriend it, and then move along with your day.
Right.
That's not how my cousin rolls.
Well, everybody's bored. Nobody has jobs. They're bored. I get it. I'm bored.
But now my cousin is texting me all the conversations.
Or are you getting screen grabs and
I'm getting so many. Hold on. Let me show you, Kennedy. Yes, I'm getting now all of the screen grabs of my cousin.
So does he want you to be like, hey, look what I did. I'm taking care of this for you, buddy.
The martyr.
Does he want you to say, like, does he want you, is he feel like he's being part of the family and he's trying to stand up for young, for
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if this cousin feels like they're protecting the world or protecting the family or just like.
Or just have something else that, they, since they don't have something to yell at, now
I
they found something
I think this
else to
cousin likes a good fight.
Yeah.
Well, then let him fight.
I guess.
Have fun with it.
I'm just like.
Fight with the Russians.
Knock yourself out, but you are wasting your time.
Especially like, with hackers. Like, they just.
You can't, like.
You're not going to beat them.
And they're.
And they don't care.
My cousin is reasoning, like.
They don't care.
Sending, like, saying, you are a terrible person for trying to use my. And then does a whole thing about my daughter, of how wonderful a person my daughter is. And they would never do anything like this. And I'm
that's just
like,
more fuel to a fire.
You're just.
They truly don't care.
You're actually giving more information, engaging with the hacker. Because you're now going, oh, well, I know that she does this and she lives in this. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, they could go get more information on her and steal more identity, really.
Right.
Yes.
I don't have any cousins, so I can't.
You don't have a single cousin?
Uh-uh. My dad was an only child and my mom's sister never had kids.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're a real small family. So we it ends with my sisters. My last name does.
Wow.
Because
we only
unbelievable. Had daughters. My dad only had daughters.
Yeah, oh, that must be weird for your dad. The LC lineage.
There's a lot of things that are weird for my dad, I think, but
right. I can't believe you don't have any.
There's only five.
I guess I never thought of
there's
that.
Only five in my family, so there's three boys and one, or four boys and one
with
girl.
With all those fathers?
Yeah.
I mean, to say, excuse me, stepfathers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hmm? For cousins, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. Of the original, you know. Yeah, there's only five total.
Gosh, I would think you had so many.
I don't.
She had five husbands.
Nope. I had David, Carl, Sherry, Dean, and myself. That's it.
Well, there you go.
We're the original five.
Yeah, I imagine that I'm the one they don't want at the house, so I'll just stick with that.
I was really close with my cousins for the most part, too, because I traveled so much back
right.
and forth between my dad's and my grandmother's and my mom's. At one point, one of my cousins lived with me.
Yeah, we have like third cousins that live next to us, live next to my grandparents in Virginia, but, you know, I mean, that was fun because they were our age. But,
sure.
Ooh, they were country. They used to scream around the house when they would try to get their mother. They'd be, Mama!
Mom!
So you would know it was summertime because when we would call my mother, you'd be like, Mama! She'd be like, you are not.
No.
You are not a Sheldon. Stop
no.
Four of, so five cousins, four of them are mechanics.
Wow. Love that.
It's a good job.
Not even kidding.
It's a good skill to have.
Good skill
four
to have.
Mechanics. And then there was me.
And like,
and they're all like working on cars.
Let me see your hands.
They go to family gatherings and Carson's in his cool like Miami Vice
yes.
jacket and
shirt surfer
and
shorts.
With his moisturized hands and like nice manicured nails.
I wasn't that, but no, I was definitely like skateboard kid.
Yeah.
And I'd go hang out with them and they were listening to Van Halen and working on their Camaros. That's exactly right.
And you're like, bro, don't get that on my shorts. They're my dress.
I have so many cousins on my dad's side. He's one of six, and they were a big Irish Catholic family. And I think I maybe 25, 28 cousins.
No
on my dad's
way.
Side. So Christmas Eve
that's
is always
only on one side.
That's one side.
Wow.
That's why I like holidays. Like Christmas Eve is always the best. Like the Dow side, like just wilds the fuck out. It's awesome. And obviously, it's all different now because my cousins are older. They're all like older than my sister. One's Caitlin's age, and they were really close. But they all have kids and other families to go to now and stuff. Everyone's older than me. I'm kind of that weird age. Like, one's my brother's age, and then all are Caitlin's age. My sister's age are older, so right. I was kind of like the little baby doll that they always played with. But they're all, like, I mean, we're all crazy in a sense, but none of them in that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they're all South Shore people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone pretty much still lives here.
Right.
Which... It was kind of cool growing up and having family like
no,
around.
No, no doubt.
You know?
I'm the only one that doesn't.
Have somebody to play with.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that didn't live around.
Right.
Like they were all lived very close to one another and still do to this day.
I mean, half of my family lives in Squanah, my neighborhood. Like,
right. That's wild.
Like, it's
you
insane.
You can't throw a rock without hitting a dowel.
No, honestly.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm one of 17 on my mother's side.
Yeah.
And we all, there's a lot of them could be strong contenders for what you're asking for. Like, probably half of us could make a case, but we all still live locally. So. And I don't know who's listening or not listening, so you're not going to catch me dry snitching on the radio.
Dry snitching.
Yeah, I've never heard dry snitching.
Ratting on yourself.
Why is it dry? Is it dirty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it dirty?
No, the phrase isn't dirty.
Oh okay.
I don't
dry
know what
snitching.
It means. Dry snitching. Look it up, Kennedy. Urban Dictionary.
I just figured there had to be some kind
I heard snitching.
Behind it. I just don't know.
I'm going to keep in my back pocket.
Is this going to be like that time?
Dry snitch. What, Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
Like you the time we taught you what
trouble
butter
was? You want me to
pull
up the definition for you?
You got to look up North Shore Urban Dictionary.
No, I mean, it's just snitching. That's what it says here.
Dry snitch.
To reveal a secret or unwanted attention to another person under the guise of doing it accidentally.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Or doing it,
I see.
The day that we taught Kennedy what truffle butter was that truly was one of my favorite moments.
I don't, it's a day I'll never be able to take back.
Kennedy, what is truffle butter for children?
It isn't.
But it's children.
It's not happening.
Annie, what you got?
So I put two audio clips in the system.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay.
So the holidays.
What are their numbers?
RJJ1 and RJJ2.
RJJ1.
Roy Jones Jr.
This is Rob.
So
this is Gout King.
I think everybody needs a good laugh.
This is his first time ever appearing.
Too.
And Rob really wanted to try out for the radio.
Oh.
So
he wanted to try out?
He did two pretend breaks yesterday.
Okay. So how long have you and Rob been dating?
6 months.
Oh, wow.
I think.
Okay.
Was he with you when you were doing your show?
No.
Oh, I see.
Because that's in my parents. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. It's my parents' basement.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
One more question.
Yes.
How drunk?
Not drunk at all yesterday. Sober.
Hang on. Let me just make sure this is working properly.
Okay. But he, for some reason, really wants to do an accent.
And that was Break My Heart.
I don't know why. I don't know.
Did he have a specific accent? And if so, why did he choose that particular accent?
I need you to listen
all
to
right,
it.
All right.
Okay. So this is the first clip. This it appears to be about 23 seconds long, Kennedy. Yep. And this is Annie's boyfriend demoing for Our Jobs.
Yep.
The Gout King.
And that was Break My Heart by Dua Lipa. Miss Lipa has really been flying up the charts. Good for her. Yes, that's right. This voice, this familiar voice, is DJ Robin with Mix 104.1, Boston's Hip Hop Laboratory.
Close.
Up next, we have Dua Lipa.
Wait, okay, a few things. What is his name?
DJ Robin.
DJ Robin.
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 He's gobsmacked, Kennedy.
And what is the name of our station then? The number
Mix 104.1, the
Boston's
Hip Hop
Laboratory. And all we play is double shots of Dua Lipa.
Flying up the charts.
Because I have something to say. Can I hear the second clip?
We have the second clip. This one is another 26 seconds of what I imagine is Radio Gold.
And that banger was from Lewis Capaldi, Someone That You Love. Speaking of those that you love, I, DJ Robin, with Mix 104.1 Trance Rave Radio, really loves Carson and Kennedy. I love 10,000 toys. I love boys. I love girls. Let's make sure we donate.
I bet they get more money than anything else all day.
Well, he's hitting the topics.
Truly could not breathe yesterday.
I think it's wonderful.
We got to play this on the air.
I love it so much.
Yes.
I feel he sounds to me just like a guy I listened to growing up in the 80s who's still on the radio today called Richard Blade.
Yes.
Sounds just like him.
You know who he was giving me vibes of? Love Actually, the British guy that... I feel it in my fingers.
Yes.
That guy. That's
Paul Ding Ding
Dee. You know what I got from it? I feel like if he took that same exact voice and just transferred it to like, and the mongoose is an elusive creature. That's a nature documentary.
I watched that too.
I've been watching The Crown and I went right to like some character from The Crown. I was like, oh, that sounds like the prince.
And I love him and he's welcome anytime.
Yes. He must have did 40 takes yesterday. I'm not kidding. And then he was like, well, are you going to play it for them? Well, are you going to play it for them? I'm like, Do you want me to?
Well, obviously, he does. Yes. He's very proud of his work, and he should be. I thought it was fantastic.
I think he nailed it.
I do too.
Can have my job.
I couldn't breathe. That was the funniest thing I've ever.
We need to send you. Well, we need to send little scripts for him to read for us.
Yes. Absolutely.
We need him to do like a 10K tag every day.
No, you know what we need is maybe like on our final show before vacation,
yeah.
instead of having all the regular stuff that we run in between the songs and everything, just have him do it.
Just have him do a little limer?
Yes. You know,
no,
introducing
we need
the
smoke now. We need him to bring the money now.
Okay. Well, I'm just
like,
saying.
I feel like that's it.
We could write up all the scripts for like the Dirty on the 30 intro. He could introduce the News is Great at 8 with Kate.
I don't know why the accent.
Why
Boston's
not?
Hip-Hop Laboratory.
You get to be someone you're not.
Yeah, you get to be a
up
character.
Next, Dua Lipa again.
Again.
Like,
flying up the charts.
Good for her.
I mean, he stayed in character. He has a great accent.
It's got to hurt to be the second best radio personality
best,
in your relationship.
Please.
No, he third, was... Lori Dow.
Lori Dow, number one.
And you might be fourth because Tom Dow, we haven't heard him on the air yet.
Rob would crumble if he was in this room. Crumble under the pressure.
That's
well,
awesome.
That's why I say we have him recorded somewhere else.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he's
yes.
more comfortable.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Thank you, Annie.
You're welcome.
That was really wonderful.
The Gout King.
DJ Robin.
He's so talented.
Oh, he's a man of so many layers.
He has so many layers.
He has a lot of layers.
The lights would have to be real dim. It would have to be raining outside.
I just love, I picture him practicing it alone, like in a mirror, like, before he comes and brings it up to you.
I'm like, are you in the bathroom again? He's like, DJ Robin.
Louis Capaldi.
Someone that you loved.
All right, Dan, what you got?
Nothing that good, but I guess I'll go.
Okay.
And that was Break My Heart by Dua Lipa. Miss Lipa has really been flying up the charts.
Miss Lipa.
Good for her. Yes, that's right. This voice, this familiar voice, is DJ Robin.
I thought he said, like, deep take Robin. I'm like, what?
Okay. Yeah, sorry, I was caught up there for a second. So I mentioned it a lot on the podcast, but I was in the football pool, and it's finally over.
Yes.
I want to put a bow on this. That's how I'm going to talk about it.
Until next year?
Oh, no, I'm out next year. It's too stressful.
Too stressful? I was going to say.
I would be doing it in every single one I could find. You're so good at it.
I am good at it, but I'm going to retire as a champion.
All right, that's not terrible.
Yeah, get in, get out.
So I don't scream every Sunday about games that I don't care about.
Your blood pressure is up here. Every Sunday.
Like, you want to hear me yell at 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon when Chicago is playing the Vikings.
And nobody cares. Yeah.
Like, what do you fucking mean? Die! But there was 40 people in this pool, and this week it was us versus one other guy.
Yes.
Who was the guy who created the pool.
Oh, okay.
So this guy, he was like the big sports guy in the office. And Brittany knows nothing about sports. Mm. In fact, her name in the pool is Brittany Doesn't Belong Near Sports. She was basically strong-armed into this by her boss for company bonding.
Right.
And sure. for the $20, because he figured it was easy money.
So true. She was like, which is funny, because that's what the guy's name was in the pool.
Easy money?
Easy money. And he's right, it was easy money.
Just thought he had a mark.
Do you just wish you could get in his face real fast?
I kind of wish I knew him.
Yeah.
So I could be like,
just a little. Just a little shit talk. Just enough to be able to drop one tweet and then just leave it.
Yeah.
Or you could just send him this podcast.
Right. I know his name's Fred. That's all I know.
Fred.
So, in your fucking face, Fred.
Suck it, Fred. Oh, wait. Is this Brittany's boss? Because we love you.
Yeah, right.
No, her boss does actually listen.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. His name's Alistair, so he's all right.
Alistair? What's up, Alistair?
That's a cool name.
So, it was me versus this last guy, and he picked the Cardinals, who were playing the Patriots, which I was going to watch that game anyways.
Yeah,
but now I have...
You're invested.
A $1,000 rooting interest in this game.
Sure.
So when St. Louis goes to, or Arizona goes to kick that field goal with just a couple of minutes left to take the lead.
Yep, they were going to win the game with 45 seconds left.
Right. And what was your reaction when he missed it? I mean.
Oh, I was still bitching about a call from earlier for the last hour.
Perfect. Oh, that call was the worst call I've seen in the history of television.
The blindside
block. Blindside
block. How is it a blindside if he's staring at your face?
He hits you from the front.
I
tweeted out immediately after that happened. It was embarrassing.
It was terrible.
And then the pass interference that they called a no call on.
Right.
Was a bad one.
The whole thing was bad. But so they won last minute. They were not supposed to win.
Sure.
It was amazing. And then my team dominated. So we won $1,000.
Yes.
Very exciting. So I was just thinking, when's the last time you guys won something?
Oh.
Mm. I married Lana.
Good question.
Because, you know, I won a dodgeball tournament. I went office pools. It feels like all I do is win.
Oh, wow. Taking a shot.
What have you won?
That dodgeball tournament was the best day I ever owned.
Or anything that
you've
won.
Well, we've never won an award
last.
Here, the Carson Kenny program.
We've never won an award.
There's that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, I have no idea. I won something in college.
I won a karaoke contest in Tucson, Arizona.
Hey! Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
$150. I sang My Way from Frank Sinatra. Mm. Nailed it.
I won two awards at graduation in college. One was like a leadership award, and one was for the like a communications department. I got to stand up in front of the whole class, and I was like, hey.
Oh, I remember the last time I won something.
Okay.
We got invited, a friend of ours, it was his wife's 40th birthday party, and he, for her present, took us all to Nantucket and paid for the whole thing.
Oh, that's
he rented us the houses. He rented Jeeps for everybody, threw a big party with a DJ. And on the way over there, the weather got wonky. So we got to Hyannis and they had shut down the ferry.
Sure.
So we all stayed at this little motel.
Holiday Inn.
Yeah. And it had a little proper Irish pub inside this motel. And Holiday so we all went in there and we just sat in there and drank and had fun and told stories. And they played this game called it's called something box, but essentially it's a dice game.
Yeah.
And every time a certain number comes up, you eliminate a letter. It gets taken out of the box or whatever.
Cool.
I forget. But anyway, I had never even heard of the game before, and it was expensive to play. So they play the first game, and it was like $20 to get in. And then if you lost, if you wanted to stay,
you can get back
in. You can get back in. And so I didn't even play the first round. I'm like, that kid, no. Like, I'm on a free trip. You know what I'm saying? And so then the second round came around, and they were all busting my chops. I'm like, fine, I'm in. So I put in 20.
Let's go, alligator arms. Yeah. Pull the 20 out.
So I put my 20 in, and that game went on for like a half an hour, and I think I ended up winning $750.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
It was a half an hour.
Yeah, because people kept losing and coming back in, and it was like $20 to get back in. And I just kept staying in and not losing. And I ended up making like $750.
And they said, you can't play next round.
Yeah,
no.
You're out.
Well, we went out one of the nights, and I picked up the tab.
Right.
So I didn't even keep the money. But that's the last time I won anything.
$750 is a nice haul.
Yeah. Well, in Nantucket, that's lunch for three people.
Right. I was going to say. That's two beers.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you want a burger?
No.
I used to hit at Foxwoods every time I went down.
Really?
Yep, for $1,000 on the same machine.
No kidding.
Yep, the Wheel of Fortune machine.
Mm. Wheel of Fortune machine is lucky for a lot of people, I feel. I think that they make that one pay out a lot more, quite frankly.
And then I would spend it all on booze at Foxwoods and food.
No, that's what you're supposed to do.
It wasn't your money.
And that was Break My Heart by Dua Lipa. Miss Lipa has really been flying up the charts. Good for her. Yes, that's right. This voice, this familiar voice, is DJ Robin with Mix 104.1, Boston's Hip Hop Laboratory. Up next, we have Dua Lipa.
If that doesn't garner a 5-star review from you, I don't know what will.
Shout out to Heaven Gout.
Thank you, DJ Robin.
Thank you for being funnier than us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.